this evening from Paul's epistle, first epistle to the Corinthians, and reading chapter 2. Chapter 2 from Corinthians 1. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit teacheth, searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. May the Lord bless his word and help us now in prayer. O Spirit of truth, come down. We know it's the language of a hymn, Lord, but it's in our desire, as we venture to call upon thy name at this evening hour, and pray, Lord, that we might be able to lay aside those sins and weights that do so easily beset us, and truly run with patience the race set before us, looking unto Jesus. Oh, to have a glimpse of thyself, Lord. May the blessed Spirit of truth then truly come down and reveal the things of God, to make to our salvation known and witness with the blood. We do pray to know these deep things of God. We feel sometimes our religion is so superficial. Lord, it causes us concern. But all may it be a little real or a little reality of those things that we trust, we have handled, tasted and felt. May that be brought forth in our midst and in our hearts this afternoon, this evening, Lord, as we do desire, Lord, to feel thy presence, thy blessing. But what is the Master's house to me, unless the Master there I see? Lord, give us a glimpse by faith in thyself. Who calls us to hear thy voice? We are but a few here. A few, Lord, of our friends abroad and those who are the relay, Lord, in Adelaide and Geelong. And oh, we do pray, Lord, that they'll hear our therefore petitions. Remember thine afflicted people, both here in England. We have, Lord, those servants of thine that go forth, Lord, labouring within word and doctrine over there in England and elsewhere, Lord, in the world. Lord, there are so many enemies, Lord, of the truth that there seem to be permitted to go on here and there and cause havoc, Lord, in the churches. We do pray, Lord, send us prosperity in the churches. Do grant, Lord, that there might be returning to thee many souls, that they shall, Lord, be convinced of their sins, and made to realise that their sins will bring a death upon them, ultimately. But, O Lord, if their sins be pardoned, they'll have a measure of security and good hope through grace, that they shall get the victory over this body of sin and death, and be brought at last, Lord, amongst those happy songsters in heaven, Lord, that have truly been able to say they've gotten the victory that they have through the precious blood of Christ, Jesus Christ, and that royal robe put upon them to cover, Lord, all their sins and their transgressions. And they will be spending a never-ending eternity in singing God is love. We pray, Lord, for the sorrowing church, Lord, at Heathfield, where the deacon, Lord, has died on the Lord's Day, having been cut down with a stroke, so-called. Lord, another widow, Lord, still to be left to be mourning over the loss of a godly husband. And yet, Lord, we do pray that by these things men live, might be brought, following generations might be brought on by the Spirit to have that hunger and thirst for thy righteousness. Oh, we do need thee, Lord, in these dark days to grant us a spiritual revival, sons and daughters of God by blessed adoption, that are taught to fear thy name, that have a hunger and a thirst after thy righteousness, and wait upon thee, Lord, to renew their strength of faith, we do pray thee. And, oh, Lord, we look to thee, Lord, at this night, to remember us each here, and on the relay system, to bless thine own word, Lord, from a feeble sinner, that it might have free course and be glorified in the hearts of the hearers. For, Lord, to whom else can we go, as thou alone hast the words of eternal life to give? Thou knowest, Lord, our frames. Thou knowest how oftentimes we are in darkness and bondage through many fears. We know not the unknown way, but thou knowest, Lord, the end from the beginning. And we do pray, Lord, thou wilt stir us up and give us true repentance. Make us true mourners in Zion over our sins and after thee. No, Lord, feeling to be black, yet through that little glimmer of hope, we are comely, because the Lord has covered us with the mantle of his forgiving love. Oh, do keep alive our churches, Lord. We are ministering brought low over here. They are in England in many places. But Lord, thou art able to revive them. Thou art able, Lord, to bless thine own word, that it might bring forth fruit, Lord, fruit meat of repentance, fruits of the Spirit, fruits of that heavenly love, and that walk, Lord, that becometh true believers in Christ, to keep thy commandments. So do hear us in these things, Lord. We do pray thy present preserving mercies upon us each in our goings out and comings in this dark and evil day that we live in. And may we, Lord, know what it is to feel constrained to call upon thy name in the day of trouble. And thou said, I will hear thee and deliver thee. And we do need thee, Lord, to guide us by thy counsel, and afterwards receive us into glory. Now, Lord, be with us and help us. Do give us thankful hearts, Lord, for deliverances to our own son, and also, Lord, to Lord, being able to sing thy praises for thy great goodness that has gone before each one of us here and on the relay through life's journey. Oh Lord, we've been unworthy of thy goodness and mercy, but surely we can say it followed us all the days of our life. And we hope we should dwell in the house of the Lord in heaven forever. Oh, what a prospect, Lord, that is. And we're unworthy of it. Nevertheless, we do wait upon thee for that renewed strength. So, Lord, we have much cause for thanksgiving. And we do pray, Lord, now to descend upon us by thy Spirit, to be anointed by the Spirit anew, and preach unto them Jesus Christ, the centre and hope of our love, and the one thing needful to us to keep alive our soul, tokens of thy love. Do, blessed Spirit, then come and anoint us anew, we do pray thee. Forgive our sin and give us thankful hearts for those daily benefits, Lord, that we are favoured to receive at thy hand, as we ask it for Christ's sake alone. Amen. Let us further sing hymn 1073. The tune is Chapel Bray 634. Holy Ghost, dispel our sadness, pierce the clouds of nature's light night. Come, thou source of joy and gladness, breathe thy life and spread the light, thy light. Come, thou best of all donations, God can give or we implore. Having thy sweet consolations, we on earth can wish no more.
Sin 73.
as the Lord may be pleased to help me, I will direct you prayerfully from 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 11. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. What a mercy to be blessed, dear friends, with this Spirit's work, called by grace, that great mystery God manifested to you and me in the flesh. In the Spirit, we often speak of John in the Spirit on the Lord's Day. In the Spirit, too, we feel the need be it whenever we have tried to meditate upon the wonders of the gospel, and how Paul, as he was called by grace, and this is the work of the Spirit, to call you and me by grace, to feed your souls with knowledge and understanding. For what man knoweth the things of a man? We know this, that we are of the flesh. And the flesh, dear friends, cannot understand these things. And as we read here, concerning these things that we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not these things. What a great need for you and me to be born again of the water and the Spirit, quickened. As he says to the Ephesians, you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. We haven't, dear friends, lost our sins, have we? Only when the Lord condescends to pardon them, and then they're brought again to your remembrance and mine, because we carry about a body of sin and death. But all to be favoured to have the breath of the Spirit upon your soul. He breathes into you the new life. We come across people in their lives that they know nothing about this breath of the Spirit. We have to look continually ourselves. Holy Ghost, we look to thee. We need deliverance. We need confirmation. We need evidences that we're born of God. That's the Spirit, born of God, and that our treasure is above. For what man knoweth the things of a man? It is by the foolishness of preaching, dear friends, that after the world, to the natural man, because he cannot discern them. But you and even me by the Spirit cannot create anything spiritual. And this is where I think, dear friends, many people are deceived. I think because they may have an aching void in their soul that they want something. And if it's spiritually placed there, they will need something. They'll feel their poverty and their need of the reality of the truth fixed upon their very selves. And so, this is that we might be blessed with this spiritual mind, which is life and peace. We're told that in the Scripture. And we have to plead, don't we, for the Spirit of truth to be applied with power to ourselves, that we, as we search the Scriptures, that we might know something of the feeling sense of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you see, preaching Christ won't be a stumbling block to you and me, as it was to the Jews and the Greeks' foolishness, but not unto them which are called, Jews and Greeks alike. When he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. We hear the preached word. We read the preached sermons. And unless the Lord take anything from those words that are read or preached on that are on record, unless the Lord apply them, unless these sayings sink down deep in your ears, as Jesus said in his preaching, then what will they profit you and me? We hear thousands of sermons. We go along and approve the doctrines of free and sovereign grace. But until the Spirit shines, what will it profit us, dear friends? If we can gain a lot of knowledge naturally, if it's not, dear friends, applied by the Spirit to our souls. So it's very solemn, really. We know the things of man, but the spirit of man is not known, dear friends, by men, generally speaking, unless they have truly been quickened by the Spirit. But oh, how we want to know the Spirit of God, Spirit of truth. He said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And as we spoke on a little on the Lord's Day, that making you free from the condemnation, the broken law. Oh, blessed Jesus, if he's touched your heart. And so, in our poor attempts to preach, I can't compare myself to Paul, dear friend. Never can, never will. But we depend upon the same Spirit. And so he said, I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and of power. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. And that's what I feel is lacking, and that's what we need. And the Lord to be our remembrance and revive us and confirm us to know the Spirit of truth. And the Jesus to apply his word of truth, to comfort our troubled heart, to assure us and confirm our souls that the things of God we are taught by the Spirit. It's little wonder, dear friends, there's no prosperity or little amongst the churches in the day and age we live in. They're all Armenian. They all tell you, you've only got to believe. But you know the things better than that, I'm sure. But you need the Spirit of truth. You need him to quicken you and make you cry. Give me Christ or else I die. You need to be made wise unto salvation. Whoso is wise will understand these things. Even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord. And it's preaching Christ crucified. And we must likewise be crucified to the world. We're in the world, but not of it. We have dealings, what our hand finds to do it as unto the Lord and not unto man. And this is a great mystery, but the Lord, when he touches your heart and mind, is the object of your soul's desire. And you call upon him in the day of trouble because you believe he's a prayer-hearing, answering God. And he sends his blessed Spirit down to comfort your troubled heart and say to you, be still and know that I am God. So God reveals these things unto you by his Spirit. What a mercy to have a revelation, a word dropped into your soul, divine instruction and teaching in the way you and I should go. Oh, blessed mercy, you will have something to record to the Lord's honour and glory when he touches your heart and mind. And so you've not received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God. I thought in all the confusion in the government of Geelong. Oh, dear friends, the devil's language, if there ever was anything. Oh, if only they knew God. But oh, you see, that is a sad state of the world. Where else do we know any in our governments? That all this vile language, all this wickedness that goes on, there's no unity there, dear friends. But when the Lord blesses you and me with the Spirit, in union with the Lamb, from condemnation free, the saints of everlasting were and shall forever be. So what a mercy now we have received. And you have received, and I don't doubt, dear friends, that you can say you haven't doubt, you haven't received the Spirit. And something brings you into God's house, or something causes you to open your Bible in the house and search the Scriptures. And blessed be the Lord when you alight on something that is really real. Why, you've not seen that before, you've not read that before, but there's been a set time in God's dealings with you in mercy and pity and love, that he comes by his Spirit. And what he inscribes upon the fleshy tables of your heart, you know it'll stick fast. And it'll be a lamp to your feet and a light to your path to humbly follow him. You won't always be in that sweet frame when it visits your soul. But there'll be something, dear friends, that will lay with you and tempt you and me to pray to be kept. Though you're not always in the Spirit, in the Lord's day, in the week, or what, whenever, but you're brought to feel, Lord, keep me from the love of sinning. And keep my mind stayed upon these blessed truths, and do make me wise unto salvation through faith in the merits of Jesus. And so, this Spirit which is of God, we might know the things that are freely given. This is for the thirsting sinner. How, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. He that hath no money, come ye buy wine and milk without money. Wherefore dost thou spend money for that that is all? This is God's free gift. Free and sovereign grace, dear friends, without money and without price. The priceless sum of the blood of Christ, dear friends, without price, is not for you and me to buy. I know it says in the Scriptures in a certain place, buy the truth and sell it not. It'll be with wrestling prayer. You're looking for the Lord to confirm your soul as being one of his subjects, one of those that he's loved everlastingly. And well, it is everlasting love. If he's loved you and drawn you by the cords of man, by the bands of that love. And so, what man, what natural man knoweth these things, save the Spirit of man which is in him? And so he gives you that Spirit. We don't want an earthly spirit, we want the worldly spirit subdued by his grace. But we want the Spirit of God, the things of God, and the Spirit of God that teacheth you and me to number our days, to apply our hearts unto wisdom. And so, all to observe. Oh, open the eyes of my understanding, Lord. Teach me to do thy will. Do grant that I might love the preaching of the cross. Tells here, to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. Now you want confirmation of that, don't you? That you're one of these that he's saved, that he's eternally loved. And if he's given you a token, a good oath through grace, he'll never leave you. He may seem to withdraw his hand from the hole of the door, as it reads in the canticles, but he'll never leave you. His omniscient eye is upon all those that he has shed his blood for on Calvary's tree. And we bless the Lord, do we not, for his loving kindness and his tender mercies towards us. And so, We ask him to grant us more tokens and evidences of that love. Now we have received. See, he opens your heart, he touches your heart. He sends out his light and his truth, and he leads you to his holy hill and to his tabernacle. And he favours you and me to feel that good hope through grace, that he's formed himself in your heart, the hope of glory. And it's Christ and him crucified will soften you and me down at times when you're brought into the fellowship of the sufferings of Christ. You'll say, I can do all things through Christ that strengtheneth me. So it's dependence upon the Lord in all these things to open your heart to receive them. He pours in then these blessed tokens of his love. And you sit down under his shadow with great delight. His fruit is sweet to your taste and mine. What blessed moments are these? And they're very rare. You want them more frequently to come. But these are treasures. And they won't be had every day or every week or every year maybe. But there'll be those brought to your remembrance when your eyes fall upon these precious truths that he reveals himself by his Spirit. And you have that spiritual mind that you and I long more for. You pray, Lord, do reveal thyself to me. Son to my soul, I am thy salvation. Teach me to do thy will. And lead me the plain path because of mine enemies. So you see, your natural man won't receive them. You can't study and restore up with a good memory, dear friends. It's the application. It must be applied. And we have to pray, Lord, to apply thy word, that I might have some living evidence that I am born of God. That I might have those evidences of the entrance of thy word that has given me light and understanding to my poor simple mind. And it makes you long for more. Because you trust that he has blessed you with this hidden wisdom to observe them. To observe what the Lord has done and brought to your remembrance and mind what he has done for your soul. So you see, it's the things, it's the spirit of man. And ultimately, the spirit of man goeth upward, whereas the spirit of beast goeth downward. Well, how solemn to live and die without Christ. To be suddenly confronted with death and have no evidence you're going to be saved with an everlasting salvation. It's so vital. Sometimes my thoughts are led to this. What if I am not spiritually enlightened? What if I die? I've been having a profession of religion without the Spirit. You see, we must not be complacent as to our assurance, but we wanted the Lord to come again and again because Satan is such an active foe. He'll lull you and me to sleep. He'll make you rest on something that is not profitable. When he so favours you and me, where is my soul going to rest in eternity? It'll be in terrible sorrow if we're mistaken. And so how vital it is that we seek the preaching of the gospel reaches down into our very heart. You have a love of the truth. It isn't just knowing the truth. It's the love of the truth. And the love of the truth is the love of the Lord Jesus Christ to your soul. And that reciprocating love from you, I love the Lord because he heard my voice and my supplications. So many texts, aren't there, in the Word of God that can exercise us rightly about this Spirit's work. And it is the Spirit must the work perform, for it's all of his free and sovereign grace. For by grace he is saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. The poor things that think that they can rest in their works. Rest in their works. But no, they're mistaken, dear friends. It is the Spirit of truth alone that you and I receive as your heart is open. Your ears unstopped, your tongue loosened, that you can speak of the wonders of what he has done for your soul, and I trust in mine. Now then, we have received. And so these things of God that knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. He brings you with the spirit of prayer, supplication. He gives you a hunger and a thirst after his righteousness. He covers all your sins with the mantle of his forgiving love. We want these fruits of the Spirit. And we have to go on pleading for it. And asking him to make us wise. And these Jews and these Greeks are not stumbling blocks to you and me. But to know that you have called. And to be more than called. It's because many are called, but few are chosen. I've chosen you all in the deep troubles. I've chosen you in the furnace of affliction. Afflictions, dear friends, are some things that we find hard to bear, don't we, unless we're given grace. But we trust we know where to take our problems to the mercy seat. And he does hear and answer prayer to poor sinners. And he guides them. And he makes them, I believe he makes them to weep sometimes over their sinful thoughts, lust of the flesh and pride of life. He makes them truly to mourn over their sins. And blessed be the Spirit of the Lord, it's after him. And waiting upon him, giving no rest until he establishes you in the praise in the earth, that you might know the truth, and you be persuaded as Paul was in the Romans, persuaded. And so he will have persuaded you and me as you search the scriptures and see much of how Paul was called and how he said, I thank my God always on your behalf, he said to the Corinthians, for the grace of God which is given you by Jesus Christ, that in everything you are enriched in him by utterance. And no doubt these Corinthians and those amongst them, dear friends, they were able to utter the goodness of the Lord. They've been taught, and the manner of Paul's preaching went home to their hearts, and they sought to follow the Lord in the ordinances of his house. Blessed be the Lord. And they sought to be crucified in the world, and the world of him. A hard thing, isn't it? To be crucified to the world. And we wonder sometimes where the scene's going to end with us. But now we have received. So the Spirit of God has opened your heart. He's torn you away from the lust of the flesh and the pride of life for a few seasons. And yet you have to be on the watchtower because of this wretched foe who comes in like a flood. But the Lord lifts up a standard against him. And as he leads and guides you into all truth, he makes you wise unto salvation by bringing those hard things to the Lord, and he has promised to resolve them. Oh, what a mercy to prove such a helper for the helpless, who know that they must have the Spirit to search them and see if there be any wicked way in them and lead them in the way everlasting. And so now we have received, not the Spirit of the world. but the Spirit which is of God. And this is what we long for, the fruits of the Spirit in ourselves, to walk worthy of the vocation wherewith we have been called, looking unto Jesus, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despised the shame, and is set down the right hand of God, there to intercede. What an intercessor we have in the Lord Jesus Christ, interceding for you, takes your poor, polluted prayers, purifies them, and presents them before the Father. Great mystery, great wonder of wonders, but he does it according to his word, and he's revealed unto you. And he says, look to Jesus, kind and strong, mercy, joy with power. And he gives you that power when you're ready to find and have no strength. The Lord gives you that heavenly wisdom to observe these things and to consider your ways and to seek that blessing by his Spirit to anoint you and me anew. And that's what we need. You see, your flesh won't glory in his presence. No flesh should glory in his presence, he tells us here. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who God has made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. And so all the glory in is to be in the Lord himself, who has plucked you as a brand from the burning. Think of it. So many paving their way to hell for the burning. But he plucks them as a brand from the burning. Oh, what a precious mercy if you've got some evidence of that in your own soul. Plucked you from a brand. You were paving your way to death, to hell, an everlasting banishment in outer darkness. And he plucked you, dear friends. He picked you up. And he changed your heart, renewed your will, and returned your feet as I said. Surely you say, goodness and mercy have followed me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. For to whom can I go? For thou hast the words alone of eternal life. So your natural man receiveth not these things of the Spirit, but the Spirit of truth. Now we have received. You see, he opens your heart to receive the word. He pours it in. It leaves a mark on your conscience. It leaves a mark in your steps. You look to him that your steps might be ordered. You see that the Lord is good and a stronghold in the day of trouble. And he holds fast our goings in his paths and his footsteps, that our footsteps slip not. How dependent we are upon the Lord. If you're bound up in this bundle of life, surely goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life, and you'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever, as we said earlier. And this is great, isn't it? This is wonderful. The Spirit searcheth all things. And all, you know, he push out the buyers and the sellers. He deliver you from the buyers and the sellers. And you'll be favoured to feel that your heart is the dwelling place of the Lord. He dwells with you then, who are but a contrite heart and a broken spirit. And you look to his name and plead that name. The love and the blood and the righteousness of Christ. You've received it. He opens the windows of heaven and pours out a blessing such as you shall not be room enough to receive. Your cup runs over. There's real joy and peace in believing. These are real moments. They're rare. They're precious. They're real. And he'll bring them to your remembrance again. You worship him in spirit and in truth. And you go on your way rejoicing because you believe you have received the Spirit of Christ. and you want the Spirit of Christ, and you pray, Lord, do give me to know the truth and conduct me in my fear and grant me fresh supplies of grace that I might persevere, pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. To whom else can we go, said one of old. Thou hast the words of eternal life to give. And this is what you're striving for, aren't you? Eternal life by his words, which are taken by the Spirit as they conveyed into your new heart that he gives you and makes you and me tender in his fear. Oh, what love! On such love my soul still ponder, love so amazing and so divine, demands my life, my soul, my all. And you feel sometimes, oh, how shortcomings are your pathway, are your steps. But he knows. He knows the way you and I take. And when he has tried us, we should come forth as gold. And we bless the Lord for his word. It gives you a little hope, doesn't it? And so this cross of Christ, Christ is the one thing needful. Christ in his glory. Wow. The Mary of old, she wept, they've taken away my master, and I know not where they've laid him. She knew he was dead, as she thought. And there he is, supposing him to be the gardener. And he calls her by her name, Mary. Oh, when he calls you by your name, friend, what a mercy it is. When he says, this is the way, walk in it, when you turn to the right and to the left, blessed Spirit. You, for now we have received. Now we have received. Tokens and evidences in love. Oh, this will make you pray, won't it, more and more? For the blessing of the Lord to enrich your soul and mine. Lord Jesus, do bow down thine ear, for I am so poor, so needy. Give me a real religion, which is more than notion, something truly known and felt, that I might truly know what it is, to know the difference between the things of man and the spirit of man, which Christ teaches to number their days, searching all things, yea, the deep things of God, and so the things of, even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. And when he touches your heart, you will have some real religion. And something will be hold fast in your soul. And how he will make you willing in the day of that power to truly follow Christ. His track I see, and I'll pursue the narrow way till him I view. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? And the opposite, even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Oh, what a difference. If we're in the second part of this verse, we need to know it, don't we? We know the spirit of man. We know what it is to witness what man is. But oh, wretched man, born and full of sin, is man. But this man receiveth sinners and talketh with them. And their hearts burn within them while they're pondering these things in their hearts. Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now we have received. Lord, we do bless the Lord for his word, feebly presented, but thou knowest, and so does the Lord. May he bless our few remarks and pardon all the mess for Christ's sake. Amen. Let us conclude with hymn number 115, The tune is Boston 305. Imputed righteousness is strange, nor will with human fancies range. We guess the lurking motive well, and Paul the hateful truth shall tell. The lofty heart cannot submit to cast itself at Jesus' feet. It scorns in borrowed robes to shine, though weaved with righteousness divine. Spirit, rest and abide with us each. Amen.